means that, remember, we are not against knowledge. The only thing we oppose is the total control of this animal brain here. So, we have to work with the brain. How? He started to explain. First of all, he said, listen, this brain is always trying to communicate, right? Okay. When this brain is in a position that we are in the presence of beloved, this brain wants to communicate. Same way, he's reading the letter. This one is not the lover. The lover should lose everything in the presence of beloved. So recognize his brain. From there, which was verse 1404, he started a very deep analysis about intelligence. He said, first of all, intelligence is no good when you're there. Intelligence is good as a tool to bring you there. There, nothing is. There is the moment of time. He said, love is something that Sufi will submerge himself in it. There is no other thing. There is only love you're talking about. And you should be a seeker. They are not. Always just seek. Because seeking brings you to the company of the seekers, and the company of the seekers will help you a lot. Here, remember, company to us is the main remedy. Remember when my problem started when? When I trusted this and believed that there is me and the rest of the universe. That's the animal one. I'm not there anymore. I know that I'm not the animal. I am the animal plus the breath, which animal doesn't understand but needs constantly. The same way I cannot live without the animal. Animal cannot live without me, really, because I'm there. Therefore, whatever energy and effort you have, put it in that seeking skill. That's the first. Then he started a story which he doesn't tend to maybe postpone it. Later we hear this story. It's a large story. It goes like this, that a guy doesn't do anything and he asks whatever he wants from God and he say, if you give me, I will remain alive. If not, I want to die. And everybody is laughing at the guy. Suddenly a cow will come in his house. He will cut the head of the cow, making a good barbecue, and stop it. Why? Shouldn't you ask one in a masterpiece, a big story, which goes like this? The owner of the cow will come in and will take him to the court. Who is the court? David. Remember David? That guy who was little guy but with a good defense, he killed that big guy. That's it. We'll say, okay, what's the problem? We'll say, okay, my cow. He killed my cow, he hit it. What are you doing? What did you do? I was sitting, I was hungry, I was asking God to send me something, the cow came in, I had it. And the David would say, now you have to pay the price of the cow. The God would say, you the prophet, you sit like this? I don't talk to you. David would say, okay, go tomorrow for David to have a night, to the angel come and we'll tell him what's going on. The day after, he will come, and a very funny long story. They will repeat whatever they said the day before, and the David will say, okay, let's go home, let's forget it. The owner of the gun said, forget it? What is this? He ate my cow. He'll say, okay, if you insist, pay him a little bit of money, because the guy said, what? He ate my cow. You know what? You are the bad guy. You were the slave of his father. You killed his father. And you took all the properties. Now that he killed his own cow, you are here to demand some money, something like that? Let's go over there under that tree. Dig it. They will dig, they will bring down the skull. And it goes on and on. So why a part of it should be here, and only this part of it? So I believe tonight, be good, page it, and look at it. Because when he stopped the story, he said, oh, you that makes demand within me, like the embryo, since you are demanding to complete it, help me. I don't know how to say, you know what? I don't know how to explain it anymore. This was the paragraph. After bringing the first part of a big story here, they will say, I'm sorry, I cannot go on like this. Means, for the rest of this story, you should learn a lot. Then I will continue. Okay. I know you don't believe that everybody is praying to God, even the stone is praying to God. There are stuff that some people know, there are stuff that some people don't know, and all of that. Just hang it there. Then he jumps somewhere else, which is not a story. It's explanation. Bayan means serious philosophy. And he starts to talk about knowledge. In the biggest picture, it's L, which is real knowledge. He will start to explain what knowledge is, what's the problem with the knowledge, and how you should deal with it. First of all, he will explain the knowledge, say, versus something. What is versus knowledge? Any guess? How about guess? Guessing is not knowledge, is it? Imagining something is knowledge. Having doubt about something, is it knowledge? And so on, a lot of these words, which are translated differently, but in the book, is that L? But in English translation, there is a lot of problem with that, because you cannot really put one word in, because he himself puts knowledge in here. All of that, the guessing, doubts, or suspicions, or all of that, you see, these are in the brain, look at it. What do you know? Really, certainly, is a very little bit of all the knowledge you have in your brain. The rest are not for sure. Even the one that you know for sure, give me a decade. Then it's over. He wants to talk about all of this. So, first he will go to the story that what I call knowledge is not what you call. Yours, which is a little bit doubt, suspicion, guess, and all of that, I call them the thought non-complete. Means a bird with one wing. The real knowledge has two wings. Means you should know something, and you should know everything against it. Have that kind of knowledge. So, remember that all these different guessing and blah, 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 all of this are like the birds that they cannot fly. They walk a little bit, they jump a little bit. That's what the brain does. But really flying? For that you need 2 wings. One wing is scientific one, the other one is the other one. You have to have them both. If you have them both, then you can see what's going on. It's like having one eye or two eyes. If you have one eye, you don't see the perspective. You cannot understand the volume. This is the first paragraph. Then, if you just stop it there and say, when I talk about this stuff that you guess or you're suspicious about, or I don't know, those kind of resolutions, opinion you bring out of that. All of this is nonsense, let me show you. First of all, talk about that opinion stuff. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was this teacher with the children. You should guess it. The children will put an opinion in the head of the teacher because they want to escape the class. As simple as that. So the first one will say, I know how to do it. You repeat what I do. The teacher will come and say, hello. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Go and sit. The second one. Teacher, you look yellow. What's wrong with you? I say, nothing. Go and sit. But, because it is repeated, it's there. The third one will say the same. Teacher will be sure that he's sick. He will go home. He will hear the story, a long story, a couple of paragraphs, and he will come back to this knowledge, because for a long time now we will talk about what the knowledge really is. To know it. Who's the guilty one tonight? You? Okay. If you're the guilty one, what's your name? Good.
The remainder of the story of the blind man and his reading the Quran. The guest showed patience, and on a sudden, the difficult case was unveiled to him all at once. At midnight, he heard the sound of recitation of the Quran. He sprang up from sleep and beheld a marvel.
Okay. Now, after explaining all those kind of knowledge, remember that the teacher is like that, blah, 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 that now he arrived to somewhere more difficult. Before that, he said, okay, you should look from above, like the camel. Do not look from the level of your eyes. You should look at it from above to know where it is. Now he arrived to somewhere that a magical stuff is there, and a Hakim is there. Remember that wisdom is Hikmat, and Hakim means the wise man. Okay? The wise man is there, and the blind fellow. And one, how do you say it? A binded book, because that's the other name of Quran, the binded book. When they binded it, they said, okay, this is it. Nobody should change it. So he will say, okay, that one, the book, that Quran is hanging there. And the man is surprised. What's the matter? The guy is blind. What the Quran is doing here? He's learning. Then what he did? He decided to wait. Because this is the section that he's somehow explaining that there are things that you should wait for, then they will come to you. If you rush it, you will miss the opportunity because it will run away from you. And this is not something that we really understand easily, because the brain knows that if you want something,